We continue with a report on the famous U.S.-Mexico wall that Donald Trump promised his supporters during the 2016 presidential campaign. Why does he insist on building a wall? And do Americans really want one? Your questions answered here.
Why does Trump want to build a U.S.-Mexico wall?
The wall is essential to Donald Trump, who began his presidential election campaign by promising to build 1,000 miles, 1,609 kilometers, of impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall to keep out Mexican rapists and criminals. Now that he is in the White House, the wall remains the subject that most energizes his core supporters. Whenever he holds a rally, they can be guaranteed to chant, "Build that wall! Build that wall!" Most Americans, however, are against it. About 70% of them oppose the idea as impractical, expensive, and probably not very effective.
Isn't there already a wall?
Yes, a high metal barrier, begun in 1994, exists along 1,046 kilometers of the 3,100-kilometer-long border between the two countries. Natural obstacles take care of most of the rest. In some places, the barrier cuts towns in half, dividing communities, businesses, and families that straddled the border. People around the town of Tijuana, Mexico, for example, are only allowed to approach the fence for a few hours every weekend to speak to family and friends on the U.S. side. The area where they can do this is called the International Friendship Park, which is nice. At other points along the border, there are busy border posts to process the trade and legal movement between the two countries, with around 1 million people crossing every day, including 400,000 cars and 15,000 lorries.
Do many illegal immigrants cross into America?
Yes, but nothing like so many as before. In 2015, it's estimated that 200,000 people crossed over, down from an estimated 2 million entries in 2000. In fact, illegal Mexican immigration has been declining for 15 years now, thanks to Mexico's growing prosperity. These days, most people come from Central American countries such as Honduras and El Salvador. Even without Trump's wall, there was a 62% drop in the number of illegal immigrants arrested at the border last year. This is because the price that smugglers demand for transporting a person from Central America through Mexico has more than doubled, from $3,500 to $8,000 since Trump became president.
How much will Trump's wall cost?
It depends who you ask. Trump, who said, "Nobody builds walls better than me, believe me, and I build them very inexpensively," estimated the wall's cost at $7.5 billion. Nobody else thinks you can build a wall that cheap. The Department of Homeland Security estimates the cost at over $21 billion. Several smaller companies are working on prototypes. As a candidate, Trump promised to make Mexico pay for it. The Mexicans disagreed. So, Trump has stopped saying Mexico will pay, and now he wants U.S. taxpayers to cover the cost. But there is little support in Congress for the idea, and Congress controls the national budget. Trump has threatened to shut down the government if Congress doesn't fund his wall.